Hi everyone, welcome to episode 87 of the podcast. In this episode, I chat with Naoki Shimizu. Now, Naoki is a GPS runner. That means he basically draws pieces of art with his running. Last year, Naoki ran all around Taiwan in a Project Love. It was a project that Project Love. Basically, they were trying to spell the word love, and Taiwan was the O in the word love. The L, the V, and the E were drawn here in Japan. Naoki's journey as a GPS artist began because one of his students who was wheelchair bound wanted to be involved in sports somehow, and this was kind of a meeting of the two worlds, being able to use his wheelchair and then also his love for computers to have GPS runs. Naoki is also all about making running a very accessible sport. That means accessible to anyone. People on wheelchairs, people who are really slow at running, it just makes space for everyone. At the moment, Naoki is starting out on what he calls Project Peru. He is going to run over 3,000 kilometers in Peru and draw an apalka. So that's exciting. I am going to put links to his social media because they will have live updates of what's happening in Peru along his running journey. We are in April in Tokyo, which is cherry blossom season. They are a little bit late this year, but we hope that they bloom on Sunday. So that's quite exciting. Anyway, it took us a while to organize this interview. It's a mixture of Japanese and English, and I hope you enjoy it. Here's my chat with Naoki. Okay, Naoki, thank you so much for being on the podcast. I'm so excited because it's taken us a long time to do this. But
yeah.
How would you introduce yourself? So, introduction. Who is Naoki?
I am Naoki. I'm living in Osaka City, and my job is GPS runner, running artist. I draw about 1,300 in the world, kilometers in the around the world. I am a professional running, but also professional artist.
Oh, okay. Wow. So how many countries? Japan, Tokyo, Taiwan?
Yeah. Tokyo, 10 countries, mainly in Europe. Because I was an ambassador of Adidas groups. Sometimes go Europe like Spain, Greece, and Albania, and France, and Portuguese, and Germany, Austria, around there.
Hontosugoi. Like, it's okay, we can throw in Japanese words. That's fine.
Yeah.
Did you like Europe?
Of course I love. Yeah, my second mother's country is UK. When I was a child, older than 5 years old, I lived in UK.
Oh, really? That is so cool.
Yeah, so that is why I speak English a little. I forgot English and studied again.
Really? So where do you prefer? Where do you like better, Japan or Europe?
Of course, Japan. I like Japanese food. I love Europe. A lot of wonderful scenery points and people. I love food also. I love.
So what's your favorite Japanese food?
Japanese food? Ramen, kana.
Nani, which ramen? Which one is a good one?
Tonkotsu ramen.
Do you know tonkotsu? Okay. Some people say shio ramen is a good one. I've heard
most simple one. Yeah.
Oh, it's the most simple one.
Mm.
Oh, okay. So Naoki, why? What happened? When did you start running? What made you start running? What was the thing?
I actually started at 2016. When was it? 2016. I teached the wheelchair boy. He has a paralysis in the body.
Hi.
Yes, and I want to make new sports for him. But there is no sports like that around the football, baseball. He cannot play. But if it's with like a smartphone or like a tablet, and I push him and running. That is my first idea.
Oh, wow. Okay, that is so cool. So that's how you started running.
Yes.
Ah, so why GPS running?
Actually, he loves the smartphone, but there is nothing like that sports use smartphone thing. But my, kizuita. I decided that idea, so just challenged.
Ah, oh, sugoi, honto sugoi. Yeah, that's true because everything starts in your head, right? You think in your head and then it becomes a reality.
Every day, try and try, try.
That's actually so cool. Okay, so you ran around Taiwan, like that's it.
Around Taiwan, yeah.
Yeah, that's a whole
island.
Whole country. Why?
Because I want to make the friendship between Japan and Taiwan generation. Because about more than 10 years ago, there is a biggest earthquake in Japan in 2011. So then 20,000 of people died. But soon, Taiwanese people come for volunteers and a lot of donated us, like built a big hospital and save a lot of lives. So I want to say thank you for them.
Ah, Hunter,
That is why I go to Taiwan.
No, that's so cool. So you could have drawn an O anyway.
Yes.
Okay. Demo, Taiwan is a whole country.
Yes. More than 1,000 kilometers.
Hi,
it
hi,
was.
hi. So my question is, what made you, so I understand you were writing the word love and uniting the
Yes.
countries. There more, the whole country now, okay, like, wow.
That is, I want to say thank you for whole Taiwanese people.
For everyone. Okay,
Yes.
So 1,000, 1,300 kilo, tabu, 9 kilo.
1,135 kilo.
Hi, hi. Mainichi nan kiro?
Normally 47 every day.
47, so an average of 47
yes.
kilometers.
Yeah, 24 days, yeah.
24 days. Okay, so what sort of training did you do before the run?
Maybe normal training, just running every day around 10 or 15.
Maji, just 10, 10 or 15. So not, you didn't go too crazy, like 50 kilometers, 40
No.
kilometers.
But sometimes for my art, I drawing like a 50, 60, but it's a 2 or 3 times in a year. Just running 10 or 15.
Mainichi every day, basically.
Every day, yes. So monthly, maybe about 400 or 500, less than 500 kilometers. I'm
wow.
training.
So no injury though. Like you ran around Taiwan, no injury.
Yes, I never.
How?
I don't know. I want to. But maybe I think maybe eat a lot is first. Like a small wrestler, I eat a lot. Also sleep a lot every day, at least 8 hours, I sleep, and also. My running is non-competitive running, you know? Every day, go just slowly and take a rest every 5 kilo. So that is why I never injure. Maybe eating a lot, sleeping a lot, and go slowly.
Wow. That's so cool, actually, because I think one of the things is when you do those long things, people get injured easily.
Yes, I think.
So how do you stop yourself from going too fast? Because sometimes your body's like, yay, you know, you wanna.
Actually, it's Taiwan was too hot for me. The degrees is between 30 to 35 degrees. So let's go fast.
Yeah.
Luckily, yeah. I can go slowly.
Ah, so that's
go
safety.
Temperature. If it's more less temperature, maybe I will go fast. And retired, I think.
Wow. Okay. So you said you ate a lot of food. What type of food did you eat every day? Tatoeba, during the run and things like that.
Mainly seafood. Because
Oh.
Taiwan is island, and I go the seaside every day. Seaside. Also, like a rice noodle with seafood is a normal food.
I think
Really?
you have good genetics.
Yes. Yeah, I think. Yeah,
I think so
also,
too.
yeah, and Taiwanese people is yasashi, very yasashi.
Oh,
Every day, lunchtime, dinner
imagine.
time, they treat me a lot with food, so I ne almost never pay for the
Really?
food. So eat a lot, blah, blah, I can.
Wow, I didn't know that about Taiwan. That is so cool.
Yeah. Yasashisugiru.
Maji, honto, sugoi.
You need to go to Taiwan.
I think I want to go to Taiwan. You used to post a Facebook video every day, and
Yes.
I was just following and watching the videos, and it was like a story, you know, what's happening today, a
Yeah.
view of the ocean. You know,
Yeah.
so that was pretty cool. Yeah. So at any time when you were running around Taiwan, did you feel like I'm tired now? I want to quit.
Never, yeah, every day happy.
Really?
Yes, and they're always beautiful view. It's very nice people coming and running with me every day. So I never think about retire or.
That is so cool because I like the idea of not competitive running. I like that. What made you decide that to focus on that? Because you have a TED talk where you're
Oh
talking
yeah.
about making running not competitive. Why? Why is that important to you?
Yeah. First of all, I love competitive running also. I play football more than 30 years. I love competitive and I think it's need, but also we need non-competitive because of the people who cannot play sports, like my students. And also Japan has a lot of elderly people. That's become a social problems. If we want to solve that problem, we need to make new sports of competitive. That is why I try to make it as a new culture.
It's a good culture. I like that because, yeah, sometimes people who can't run very fast can feel like, oh, I don't want to go running because I'm not fast enough. But everyone, if you can do it, you can try, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you play soccer. What position? No, okay, what position?
Midfielder, middle.
Oh, a lot of running.
Not running more than pass. I love pass player.
Oh, okay. So what's your favorite team, soccer team?
Soccer team. Actually, I don't watch so much. The past time, I loved Liverpool in the UK.
Really? Okay. Me, Manchester United.
Okay.
So enemies, you know.
No,
Yeah.
but I like Manchester United too. I'm
Yeah.
non-competitive.
Okay, so also you are strong from playing soccer, so I think that helps with the running. So
Yeah.
are you just a runner or you do other sports as well, apart from soccer and running?
No, mainly only football. But also, I like to play the judo.
Oh, really?
I have black belt.
Oh, Nandano. Oh, this is interesting. I didn't know that. You have a black belt in judo.
Maybe no one knows that.
Really?
Because I play judo only 1 year, university days. So very past time.
And you got a black belt, though.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, let's go back to Taiwan. So you were obviously running, but you were running with Masu, who had the video, and he was taking you.
Muscle.
Yes. Yeah, tell us about your partner, Jerry.
Yes. Yeah, he came with me in Taiwan 24 days. I'm a runner, but he come with me with cycling.
Yeah. and
Yes,
taking
and take
videos.
a
So
video, a lot, lot. But
yeah.
we have some funny story with him.
Yes, I want to hear about the story.
In a one day, we stayed in a small hostel, very, very countryside, beautiful countryside. And when we opened the door of the room, there is a princess room. And big double bed, pink and white and cute bed was in there. And we sleep.
So,
Yes.
what was the best thing about running around Taiwan for you? What's your best memory about the
Our
trip?
best memory is the people.
Yeah.
I think more than 100 people run with me 24 days. So every day they come, sometimes running, and someone is come by cycling. Every day, a lot of people coming because I shared my point with Google Map in a SNS like Instagram and Facebook. So Taiwanese people watch that in a news or newspaper
Yeah.
and wait me in some supermarket or convenience store, and they bought beer for me and waited.
Oh,
So
sugoi. That's so cool. That's so cool. Yeah.
every day
Yeah.
drinking and running with
And
them.
running and
Yeah,
eating.
eating.
Okay. So you are done with Taiwan and now you are going to Peru.
Yes, next destination.
So why Peru?
So it has some reason, a lot of. One of that is we have a relationship, a memorial. This year is 150, Japan and Peru. So a lot of broadcast want to check me. This is why I want to choose it.
Wow, so how far are you running? Are you running around the country or across the country?
Actually, not round half. I use a half of and go round and draw the animal.
Oh,
So
sugoi.
maybe the biggest one. The distance is 3,000 kilometers.
Whoa. Okay. How long? Maybe 2 months, 3 months, maybe?
3 months to 4 months, I think.
When are you going?
Start at end of March.
Wow, now.
Soon. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that's exciting, Naoki. So, you learned Spanish, like I want the audience to know, you decided to go to Peru and learn Spanish.
Yes, last August I tried to study, start Espanol. Yo
Oh.
estudio Espanol.
So can you I introduce yourself in Spanish? I can't speak Spanish, but if you had to introduce yourself in Spanish, how would you do it?
It's difficult, but me llamo Naoki. Soy japonés. Soy GPS co corredor. Gracias por escuchar. My
It's
name
so
is Naoki, and thank you for listening.
Oh, that's so cool. I think because I'm learning Japanese, so I know it's kind of very hard to learn a new
Yes, and
language.
Japanese is crazy
It is
difficult
right. It
language.
is crazy difficult. Honto muzukashii. Honto, honto, honto. Yeah. Only now, 2 years, I think maybe I can understand some things, maybe. Yeah. And then advice for someone who wants to start running, what advice would you give them?
Just enjoy running. I think don't be hard. Yeah. Enjoy, go slowly. It's okay. And talk with someone, drink beer. Okay. You're running.
Yeah, just have fun, right? Like
Yes, just
just
have fun.
have fun. Yeah, that's true. Okay. So fun questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a book recommendation from Naoki.
Book.
Hi.
Actually, I don't read a lot of books.
Okay.
あんまり読まないかな、本は。
マジ先生。 Censored
Ah,
this.
I read a text book for children. No,
Okay.
actually, mainly I use YouTube for my fun.
Oh, okay. So, Tatoeba YouTube channel also okay.
YouTube channel. Maybe you don't know. I like Tabiology, Japanese YouTuber. It's a for trip, world crazy trip.
Oh,
They
Tabby.
visited also Peru. So I checked them channel and a lot of another channel.
Okay, Tabiology. Okay.
Tabiology.
So that would be movie. Do you have a movie recommendation?
Movie も見ないな。Sorry. 僕、every day
You
running.
every
Running or drinking is my hobby, so.
That's okay. Just those two things.
Yeah.
Okay. So, where can we find Naoki on social media?
Ah, social media. So mainly I use Instagram and Facebook. Instagram, my name is GPS underbar Naoki.
Hi.
GPS Naoki. And
Right.
Facebook is full name in a English, Naoki Shimizu.
Hi.
Naoki Shimizu. Yes.
Okay.
And also website. I have gpsrun.com, my
Okay.
homepage.
Okay. 以上です。
Yes.
はい。That's it. We are
ありが
done.
とう。
We're finished. Arigato to you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening. To support the show, please follow us on Instagram at The Running Voyager, or please leave a rating and review on iTunes or Spotify. It doesn't take much, but it means a lot. Here's to a week full of great adventure. Cheers!